Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We are very, very excited that Sunday, is International Happiness Day. So what does that mean? What is International Happiness Day? And why is it important to commemorate it? Kim Furman, Marketing Manager at Synthesis Software Technologies. Marit Nietling, who is Principal for Artificial Intelligence at Synthesis Software Technologies, joins us this morning. Kim Furman, let's start with you. Good morning. Why did you get behind International Happiness Day? Tell us about it.
Good morning, Howard. We got behind it because we feel we just all need some happiness and some kindness and some goodness. So why not grab this opportunity?
And of course, we know that kindness has a real impact on our own happiness, right?
Absolutely. So there's nothing else that actually gives us more happiness than being not kind to someone else and causing their happiness.
Okay. So you've decided to embrace this day. What does that look like? What is the campaign?
So the campaign is actually more than a day, because why be happy for one day when we can increase that? So we decided, let's make it International Happiness Week. We've taken that license.
All right, why not? Why not? No reason not to.
Why not? All you need to do is use this, what we're calling the Happiness App. It's an AI-powered app where you either do or commit to an act of kindness. You smile for our camera on your phone, your selfie. It'll actually tell you how happy you are. And then from that, you share, you get a happiness score, share to social and encourage others. And we're not being charity specific. Any charity can use it. At Africa Tikkun's on board and Kwazi's Haven, Woodrock, Nasha Children's Foundation, for example. But you can do anything. It could be charity. You could just be kind to someone else. I'll be kind by not emailing my team after hours. Whatever kindness you want, just spread some happiness. Let's just get it moving.
So very simply, all you've got to do is commit to an act of kindness. That could be charity. That could be doing a good deed. That could be whatever it would be. Once you've committed in your head, whether you've done it or not, you go to this happiness app and you take a selfie, and it actually sees, it tells you how happy you are.
Yes, that's it.
Sounds absolutely awesome. Maria Nietling is the Principal for Artificial Intelligence at Synthesis Software Technologies. I'm assuming that you're behind this strange technology.
Good morning, Howard. Yes, that's right. Actually, it's not that strange anymore. Artificial intelligence and machine learning, and in particular computer vision, is becoming more and more ubiquitous. And you know, it's we're using AI as a service from one of our big technology partners, AWS, Amazon Web Services, and they provide this ability to do facial expression analysis, and that's what we use in this app.
So what does that even mean? If I take a selfie and I smile, how does it tell? How does it work to determine just how happy I am? I mean, can I fake it?
You can, yeah, sure, you can certainly fake it. I mean, what it does is it looks at your face. It uses a paradigm we call deep learning, artificial neural network, to determine the salient points on your face. And when you smile or when you pull a sad face, for example, it can distinguish between those two. So we're basically looking for smiles. So the bigger your smile, the higher you'll score.
So it's quite interesting, because when we look at body language, I guess we do the same thing. If somebody is smiling, but they're only smiling with their mouth and not with their eyes, we can generally look at them and say, hold on a minute, that's a bit of a fake smile because it doesn't reach your whole face. So I guess this would be doing the same thing to determine how genuine and how much of your face is engaged in real happiness.
Yes, certainly. It can detect various types of sort of facial expressions. We're obviously interested in happiness,
right?
And therefore looking for smiles and that sort of expression that conveys happiness. So, I mean, you can test it. It'll be up, and Synthesis will distribute all the necessary info to get you on the happiness app, and then test it. I mean, do your good deed and be happy and see how it does.
I think what we need to do is a before and after. I think that's probably a good way to do it, is we test it before we do something, then we do something good. Look, I definitely can't be reading my SMSs from listeners because that's not going to make me happy, some of them, hey? Because some of them are a little rude and offensive. So we're not going to do that. Or maybe I'll do that. Read a message, test it, and then do something kind, and then see what happens. But it is an amazing, it is an absolutely amazing thing. So Kim, from a social media perspective, who have you approached? How are you spreading happiness?
So of course we've approached all the charities so they can use it as their own platform to push their causes, which is amazing. We've also approached some incredible comedians, including Claudine Ullmann, who better to make someone smile.
Absolutely.
So we're just running around to all our amazing influencers. They are just jumping on board just to spread happiness and spread this amazing cause.
And of course, Chai FM very, very much behind spreading happiness. Kathy Kayla, the CEO of Chai FM, also getting behind it. Lots and lots of people. We've approached politicians. You've approached all sorts of people just to make sure we spread happiness, because that's really all this is about. Simple as that. And I love that, because it's charity agnostic, it's action agnostic, it's just about doing good, spreading kindness, and gamifying it with the Happiness mm-hmm. Act. That's what this is about, with the Happiness app.
Exactly. And we just thank everyone who's come on board. If anyone else wants to come on board, just contact us at Synthesis. And we're going to be at Hatsolo on Sunday. They're having a blood drive. We'll be testing if you're happy after that.
Ooh, that'll be interesting as well. Yeah. How happy are people?
It'll be very interesting.
Well, I would imagine very happy, because even though it's uncomfortable to go and give blood, you know you're doing it for a greater good. And I think that's what makes people happy. So it'll be interesting to see some of those results. That'll be absolutely fascinating. Where do they find the app? How do they go about engaging in this?
We'll release it on social on Sunday. You can come to our Synthesis social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, find it there. And then also, like, your charities will be releasing it, like you said, politicians, Kathy, Chai FM, who have been unbelievable to us. So you'll find it in many, many places. And then just, we ask, just share some goodness and kindness and happiness with us.
Absolutely fantastic. Kim Furman, Marie Nitling from Synthesis, thank you for this fun exercise and something that is just doing good for the sake of doing good.